So now even if he's a cashier at some till point, he's careful that I must be very careful. I'm being looked at, I'm being watched at, my boss is looking at me. So like that, the person who has the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has this khashyat, he's aware that Allah is looking at him, so it doesn't matter where he may be, he's careful of what he does. So the hadith we did yesterday in Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, qalat sami'atu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, yuhshara an-nas yawm al-qiyamati hufatan, uratan, ghurlan. Hadith Aisha radiallahu anha, she mentioned that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that people will be raised up on the day of qiyamat, hufatan, barefoot, bare feet. In other words, they'll have nothing with them, nothing. One hadith we did before, that when a person is being interrogated on the day of qiyamah, then they won't even be a interpreter. In other words, it will just be him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person will be exposed 100%, totally exposed, nothing even to his cover, nothing to give him even the slightest of protection in this world. The person, maybe his shoes can give him protection, his clothes can give him protection, some type of protection. But on that day, nothing. It is just him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No shoes also. Uratan, completely naked. He can't even hide behind some kind of sheet. He can't hide his face, nothing he can hide. He got no shoes, he got no clothes. Ghurlan, the person will be uncircumcised. In other words, he'll be there like he was born, completely bare. قُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الرِّجَالُ وَالنِّسَاءُ جَمِيعًا يَنْظُرُ بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, naturally she expressed surprise that you got men and you got women that will be gathered on the day of Qiyamah and they won't have any clothes on them. In other words, she was worried about haya, something that is leaving us so quickly, that is leaving our women folk. But this was something that was predominant amongst this woman of Sahaba, amongst the Azwaj Mutahharat. The first question she asked was, what about haya? In other words, worried that somebody may be able to see the woman, and the woman will be able to see the men. Qala ya Aisha, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam replied, Al-amru ashaddu min ayyuhimmahum dhalik. O Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, the matter will be much more severe than that, then they will be concerned about seeing each other. In other words, they will be so preoccupied, so concerned, so worried, that will be the last thing that will cross their mind, that they need to look at each other, or they should be looking at each other. Like a person who's so preoccupied with some concern, some worry, you can give him the best food also, that they won't give him any taste, because it's something that is troubling him so much. So like that, he can view the best scenery also, that scenery won't mean anything, because he's so consumed with anxiety. Can you imagine how much more severe the anxiety will be on that day? So this hadith shows how much of anxiety it will be, that this won't even concern them at all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all. Now we come to the chapter of hope. We find in Islam beautiful balance, like how an aeroplane can't fly without both wings. You can have the best of plane, but only one wing, it won't be able to fly. You can have the best looking bird, but it only got one wing, it won't be able to fly. So Islam, al-imanu bayn al-khawfi wa raja, Islam is so beautiful, it's got both wings. It's got this aspect of fear, and it's got the other wing of hope. In other words, these two things will help a person to move, it will help a person to be guided. It will give that person the necessary hope and enthusiasm and excitement to do the amal, and the fear side of it will help him not to have so much of hope that now this person goes into sin and he's still hoping in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it creates a total balance. So these will be the ayat and the ahadith that Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought with regards to the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first ayat he brings, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ ذُنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Say that, O my servants, O my Ya Ibad, it has a much more deeper meaning than just my servants. Ya Ibad, O my special, O my dear servants. الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, those that oppress their souls, in other words, those have committed gunas. That you have committed gunas, nobody is free of gunas, but لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Don't ever despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميع. Allah forgives every sin. Whatever guna you may have committed, and you may be thinking that guna is so big, but don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah forgives all sins. إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Verily, with emphasis, huwa again for emphasis, Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. Allah is the one that forgives sins. In other words, it creates so much of sin, so much of hope. It doesn't matter what sin you committed, Allah is the one that forgives everything. And Allah's forgiveness is much more than we can forgive. If a child makes a mistake and he comes up to the father and he tells the father that I made a mistake, I'm very sorry. Every father with that love that Allah has put in his heart, he'll overlook and he'll forgive the child. So a person is much more dearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than a father is to his child, than a mother is to her child. So then we will forgive this person. Firun, Allah Pak mentions that only those people that are extremely ungrateful, those people that are extremely ungrateful, we will punish them. In other words, it's not the person who's just making guna and then he's turning to Allah, but those that are on an extreme level, they are the ones that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take to task. So we mustn't lose hope, and we always just make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't make us from amongst those type of people. So the first hadith, an Ubadah ibn Samit radiallahu anhu, qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man shahid an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, wa anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, wa anna Isa abdullahi wa rasuluhu, wa kalimatuhu alqaha ila Maryam wa ruhum min. Hadith Ubadah ibn Samit radiallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, that person who testifies that there is none worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, they, Allah Pak has no partner, wa anna Muhammadan, and that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is the servant and the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa anna Isa abdullahi wa rasuluh, and that Isa alayhi salatu wa salam is the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the messenger of Allah. Why Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam is specifically mentioned is because of the amount of people that attribute him to being the God, the Son of God, Allah Pak save us, and the amount of people that make attribution to Isa alayhi salam. So this person is free from the attribution also of what the people make. In other words, this person is clear that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is his messenger. وَكَلِمَتُهُ أَلْقَاهَا إِلَى مَرْيَمْ, and he is the word that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in Maryam alayhi salam. Why Allah Pak refers to Isa alayhi salam as kalimatu? For two reasons. The ulama explained was that he was born by the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He didn't have a father. He was created by the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second thing was, kalimatuhu, he spoke from the cradle. In other words, he said, ana abdullah. He said that I am the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the first things that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said, qala inni abdullah, that verily I am the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the irony is, the same thing that he said as a baby, people are saying that he is Allah. When he's the first thing he said as a baby, he said, inni abdullah, I am the servant of Allah. People said, no, you are Allah. So therefore, this kalimatu is to believe that either the word he said that I am the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the fact that he was created without a father, he was created by the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa ruhum min, and by the blowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blown the soul into Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, wa anna al-jannata haqq, and that jannat, a person now believes that jannat is haqq, is 100% true, wa naru haqq, and that the fire of Jahannam is 100% true. أَدْخَلَهُ اللَّهُ الْجَنَّةَ عَلَى مَا كَانَ مِنَ الْعَمَلِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter him into Jannat despite, it doesn't matter what actions he's done, despite all his actions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter him to Jannah. Despite all that, why? Because he just believed in these things. He believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no partner. He believed in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He believed that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He believed that Jannat is 100% true. He believed that Jahannam is 100% true. How much was this? This wasn't so much. But he just believed in this. This is showing the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَدْخَلَهُ اللَّهُ الْجَنَّةِ, Allah Pak will enter this person, Allah will enter this person in Jannah despite what the quality of his actions were. They may have been very weak, they may have been actions that he has done that weren't the best of actions. But despite all that, because of his believing in these things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is so great, Allah will enter him into Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal on what has been said, and increase our hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will increase our ability to do actions, because when a person does things out of hope and desire, then he does it with a much more greater fervor than when a person just does things for the sake of routine. So this is why these ahadiths are mentioned, so that it creates that fervor in us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.